Go inside.
You're the one that lives with him. You're closer than me to him.
You're the apple of your father's eyes, Maria. Go.
I'm ashamed, Nahile. I'm ashamed of looking him in the eye because of his grief.
Are you worried he might criticize you because of your husband?
Yes. Yes. What a fun. I wish you had turned into a blood clot in your mother's womb. I wish you'd died in a miraculous way before I fell in love with you.
The army of the Levant. It's a dream. It's an illusion. When four men claim to be a person's father, he's worth less than an animal. I wish jackals had torn you to pieces after Hind gave birth to you in the desert out of shame.
I can't look my father in the eye anymore. Please help me, Nahile.
He has called you. Bow your head slowly and look at the ground. Go.
Has he been praying for half a day to thank God? Maybe he wants to get the army of ghosts for help. Huh. The rebels want to kill me. Why is he praying to thank God? Yeah. Maybe he doesn't love me anymore. Hey, Uncle! Hey, Uncle! Uncle! Uncle? My friends bother me with snide remarks, and my enemies bother me with curses. This fury can't be put out by anything but my blood. Put on your shroud, Uncle. You should be my Abraham, and I'll be your Ismail. Put me in front of the rebels and sacrifice me.
Get up. There's a reason why someone falls in love with a person. You have made me your hostage with your unthinkable lies. Go and tell Ali to come here, Marwan.
Oh.
This problem can only be solved by Ali, not by sacrificing you, Marwan.
Christ had apostles and Muhammad had companions. You have followers and the Caliph has consultants. I consider myself a devotee and supporter of the Caliph, just like Abu Zar, who was your follower and supporter. Joseph was trapped in a well. Jonah was in the body of a whale. They shouldn't have been blamed. The apostles were the luckiest people among all lovesick people, as they stayed alive, but they saw their lead on the cross. Ali, if the only thing the rebels want is my blood, I'll let them cut off my head with a sword. But only if you mediate between me and them. Those people listen to what you say. If they're thirsty for the Caliph's blood, don't let them do it. If you remain silent, then you're also thirsty for the Caliph's blood. Don't go, Ali. Say something. I'm the messenger of the Caliph who's lonely. If they shed the Caliph's blood, you've committed a sin.
Don't say anything. You've committed a mountain of sins. Your lies are just like a hole a mouse has run into because it's fearful of a cat. You've felt the angel of death, right? If you were the Caliph's devotee and his supporter, you would never be left alone, never! Get up, you false brave man. The rebels don't want your blood, and they're not thirsty for the Caliph's blood either. They only want you dismissed, that's all. If you're honest, leave your damn position. Leave the Caliph alone!
Will you leave Ali alone? You have to feel sorry for yourself, Marwan. This guy doesn't even treat his own feet well.
Amma, we've come all the way from Egypt to Iraq in hope of putting an end to the oppression. We've risen up because we had pinned our hopes on Ali, but he isn't friendly with us. He left us without even saying anything.
Oh, son of Odays, this government's corruptions can't be uprooted by the sword. If you think Ali can solve the problem, then forget about the Prophet's city and go back to your own city.
Amma, is there any guarantee that the Caliph will put an end to the oppression if we go back?
Ammar? Where did Ali go?
What are you scared of, Marwan? A devotee is ready to give up their life without being scared. Devotees are the most doomed and most courageous people on the earth.
Don't try to teach me what I've taught you. Tell me where Ali has gone.
The Caliph has asked Ali to intervene. Well, he's gone to punish the sinners.
What do you think he is up to?
I only know that you can't find anyone like Ali when it comes to generosity and accuracy. If he's charitable, he becomes like a rain of mercy. If he executes God's order, he becomes full of rage.
Arabs know fire. They've never seen the rain. The Umayyad tribe has experienced Ali's rage. But his generous reign, never. Hey, Ibn Udayis, the fire you started in Egypt can't be put out. Even by the waters of the Nile River.
We're not worried. It can even burn the oppression. What is all the moaning for, Amar?
It's because of Marwan's strike on my belly. The pain is killing me.
That was great, man. You deserve the food you eat.
You don't deserve the food you eat. You're good for nothing.
Don't be upset. People know you as the father of Ghotam, not as the father of Hariz. Women in Kufa will never give birth to a brave girl like Ghotam. If the beauty, talking skills, and faith of girls in Kufa are like a ring, your daughter, Ghotam, is like the emerald jewel of the ring. Let the swords of brave warriors in Kufa fight with my Harhors. Harhors, come here. Kiss your uncle's hand. Come with me. Come with me.
Assad has to fight! 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 Assad has to fight!
Salah, his Basra's eyes, and Zubair, his Kufa's ears. Even though the people in Egypt are deaf and dumb, they have big mouths.
Why shouldn't they have big mouths? They have a governor who's Abu Bakr Siddiq's son, the mother of the faithful Ayash Heb's brother and Ali's stepson. The people in Egypt are careful. They have Osman's stepson in Egypt, and Amr ibn As in Medina.
Ali has agreed to intervene. The caliph will go to the mosque to read out his letter of repentance. You don't have any other excuse to stay here.
I'll follow you, O Eternity.
I'll follow you, O Ali.
I'll follow you. I'll follow you.
Stay here, Vyabni Ababaka. Without consulting Amr ibn al-As, don't do anything, Mohammed.
I haven't come here to consult with you. Ali is just like a father to me. I'm not a legitimate son if I oppose him.
We haven't come here to just listen to a sermon on repenting and then leave. If Marwan stays on in the palace, he'll make the caliph break his repentance. Is there any guarantee? What should we do if we leave and the caliph doesn't dismiss Marwan?
Do you need a guarantee more reliable than
Mohammed!
Ali?
Mohammed! Don't let up the pressure on Marwan. You've heard the news on the Levant, haven't you?
No.
The army of the Levant is coming towards Hejaz.
How do you know that?
You only see my body. My soul is moving around in the Levant. This is Muawiyah's messenger. I hit it with an arrow.
I repent to you. This repentance even deceives the devil. The caliph is the same caliph, and these people are the same people. I'm the devil of this repentance. Is it better for me to be killed by the criticism of the people or by my own hands? Oh.
Marfan. Why have you closed the door to me? Open it, Marfan. It's me, Maryam. Were you hopeful that you would win the throne in this house? Or the beauty of the girl here? Marfan, the earth hasn't opened its mouth to devour us. The caliph has only read out a letter of repentance. You've lost the throne in the palace. He hasn't allowed anyone to kill you, and I'm still your wife. You're still the master of your own house. We're still a couple. As you would say, the sky of Hejaz is full of stars at night. Open the doors to see this now. Just to surprise you. I've sewn a robe for you which is better than the suits worn by commanders. Marfan.
Marfan. Have you become dumb? If you want to die, go die outside of this house so I won't have to bury you with my own hands.
If someone has to die, it's the repentant caliph who deserves it.
Oh God, I repent to you.
The cry that shakes a man's shoulders is very horrible, Talar. We are born men, so we shouldn't break. If we have insight, the breaking of the caliph is a big lesson.
I'm thankful to God that the people in Kufa didn't choose me
Malek,
to rule in Kufa.
Should we roll up the tents?
Abu Musa was unfortunate. He had praised God all his life, but he finally bonded with the devil. I feel sorry for human beings. This disease won't be cured by anything but the feeling of pressure in the grave.
Do you know what Abu Musa's prayer was when the people in Kufa were giving him the special gear for governorship?
Oh, God, I'm grateful to you.
No, Talar. No. He was complaining and saying that those who don't have to shepherd any herds are really lucky people.
Oh, God, please grant us all good faith.
Amen.
Are you going somewhere, Malek?
We're all guests, and we have to go. Human beings are mortal.
Ah, it was worth taking the trouble for the trip and hearing the repentance. Especially since it was the caliph who was doing the repenting.
It wasn't repentance. It was the end of oppression.
And perhaps Hakam's son is going to hang himself, right? Don't go, Malek. Don't go. The army of the Levant is on its way here. Don't go.
I knew that the old man wouldn't repent in good faith.
What was the son of Ars saying, Malek?
He said the army of the Levant is coming here.
Who are they going to fight with?
Maybe they're not coming here to fight.
You're a warrior, Malek. The only thing an army does is fight.
That repentance was fake. It was fake.
You see, man?
That pigeon wasn't fake. The letter wasn't fake either. The guests from the Levant are coming. Marwan's dead body is receiving a new lease on life from Mawaye. And now the lizard's son walks very proudly. He laughs at everyone and says, "Oh, oh, oh God, I repent to you, I repent."
I wish you were dumb, son of us. What is this upheaval for?
You and your friends were the ones who brought this upheaval. From Egypt to Yathrib, were you not? What could the son of us do about that? Did I do something wrong that I gave you the news from the palace?
I've also heard news from the son of Ars. The same thing that has made you angry has made me angry as well.
You have to doubt the honesty of a person who tries to make you break your allegiance!
When the son of Ars was the governor of Egypt, he didn't leave the old widow's spinning wheels untouched.
We're not here to fight with the army of the Levant. It doesn't concern us why the Caliph has asked the army for help.
We've made a pledge.
The Caliph has promised something and Ali has guaranteed the agreement. We'll leave here as promised in the agreement!
If the Caliph puts an end to the oppression, so much the better.
If he doesn't, we'll come back and break the army of the Levant!
Oh, Commander, we'll follow you.
Do they make the Caliph's cloak from the hair of a camel? Or a goat?
If they want to make it for you, neither of them.
Oh. And what if they want to make it for Ali? Ali's tongue is in the mouth of Abu Bakr's son. Don't give these people any false hope, will you? If they depose the Caliph, they'll choose Ali as his successor. Ali makes his cloak from the goat's hair. The goat's hair is rough. Whoever wears it is bound to feel itchy.
Oh, son of Az, are you delirious?
Just to say that the governorships of Basra and Kufa aren't dates to be distributed by Ali among the people as a charity.
I've brought you your favorite food, Marwan. Moya's cooking doesn't taste bad like mine. Eat it.
Uh-huh. Oh. Messenger, I wish you had broken your leg. You deliver the news a couple of days later.
Marwan, if you make the Caliph break his repentance...
The Caliph? What Caliph? Person who just says prayers in the corner of the house is a moving corpse. The Caliph died after he repented in the mosque. Do you understand? Ah. You see, Uncle. Did you see how the Caliph fell from heaven to the earth only by repentance? Don't get upset if they don't even greet you from now on. It's not their fault. For them, you're just a pair of shoes, not someone to be talked to. A sinful Caliph doesn't deserve to be respected, and a repentant Caliph doesn't have any dignity. If the Arabs who live in the desert and eat grasshoppers attack you and ask for grasshoppers, they're not doing something wrong because they know that the Caliph appeases those who yell out. I wish you had waited a little more. The army of the Levant wasn't an illusion. The person who made you commit suicide was your rival. The day Auf's son took the hand of Abu Talib's son and paid allegiance to him according to the words of God and the Prophet's traditions and the principles of the sheikhs. Ali didn't accept the principles of the sheikhs, but you did. The grudge was enough for an old rival like Ali. If you had worn a shroud and had taken me to the battlefield to fight with the rebels, the people in Yazreb would support you and you could humiliate the rebels. The oppressed Caliph was shown as an oppressor, Caliph. Ali made you admit to your oppression. Didn't you think that our disgrace would give Ali more honor? Didn't you think that our humiliation would help Ali act like a master?
What's happened?
This man was secretly following us. He wouldn't get too close or too far. He either seems to be a spy or a messenger. Who are you?
A servant of God and one of the followers of the Prophet Muhammad.
What's your destination?
I'm running away from the land of oppression, brother. I'm going somewhere so the poor people wouldn't be harmed just because they're poor. I've heard that a just governor has risen to power in Egypt.
Why were you secretly following us?
What could I do, brother? Wouldn't you get suspicious if a stranger had traveled with you?
Your camel has the sign of the Caliph on its ear. A servant of God wouldn't steal anything.
Well, the Caliph owes me much more than this camel, brother.
Search him.
Oh, you won't find anything other than barley bread, dates, and a water skin. If someone has stolen something from you, well, don't waste your time. I don't steal anything. Well, anything worth less than a camel.
It doesn't have anything.
What do you mean, anything? For an Arab in the desert, bread, dates, and water are a lot.
Did you search inside his water skin?
It's full of water.
Empty the water.
Oh. Brothers, I'm begging you. Have mercy on me. In a drought-stricken desert, in this burning hell, wasting even a single drop of water is a sin, I tell you. You're Arabs. But you don't know how valuable water is. Don't be unfair. You're a faithful man. Don't cut my lifeline.
Don't worry, man. We have a large water supply. We will fill up your water skin.
Oh, God, repel the misery. I'm devastated. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Stop talking, you curse man. Tell us who gave you the letter.
If you ask me hundreds of times more, I'll still say Marwan.
You poor man. If the seal on this letter is the same seal that is on the Caliph's finger, then it's a real misery. Do you know what kind of hell we're in?
Oh, Master, please just say something to these angry people. How could I steal the seal, I ask you? The camel belongs to the Caliph, and I'm also the Caliph's messenger.
But you said you had stolen the camel, and you wanted to run away from the land of oppression. Maybe you forged the letter out of hostility.
I said that I'd stolen the camel, and I said that I wanted to run away from the land of oppression, just to deceive you. If I had forged the letter to create hostility among you, now why hadn't I left the letter somewhere so you could easily find it, eh? Why had I hidden it in the water container so no one would find it? No one knew about the secret letter in the water container besides Marwan and myself. I'm still wondering how Abu Bakr's son could find out about it. You're a real man. You're a real man's son. And you've grown up in the house of a real man. Now, how did you find out that I had hidden the letter in the water? You say that you found out about it by some divine inspiration. You're a liar. You are Muhammad, Abu Bakr's son, not Muhammad the Prophet.
There are two possibilities. If the Caliph has written the letter, it's strange that he's ordered that we should be massacred. If Marwan is the one behind it, the Caliph has been negligent and hasn't been careful with him. We're a group of people who've been hurt. None of us will ever be deceived by repentance or promise. We'll dismiss the Caliph. And we'll pay allegiance to you, Ali.
O Eternity, I couldn't do anything else. Whatever I did to put out the fire of their rage, they only answered with their sharp swords.
Why have we drawn our swords? We haven't come here to force the Caliph to repent. We've come here to put an end to the oppression. You saw that the Caliph wasn't committed to the agreement. And Ali's guarantee didn't solve the problem. Oh, people, your rulers aren't negligent people. They look up and see the sun, but deny that it's morning. The repentant, unfaithful Caliph is claiming that the gear for the caliphate is given to him by God himself, and he won't take it off with his own hand. But what we are saying is that our son gave the Caliph the gear to rule just as duty, and we, as the people, can make the Caliph take off his gear as a duty. We'll finish this job before the army of the Levant arrives.
Ali is our master! 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 Ali is our master!
Wardan, do you still love Gotam?
May God kill me. I know no god but Gotam. If you see that I am standing next to you, it's because you smell of Gotam.
Wardan, the marriage portion for Gotam is the Caliph's blood.
Seal, the Caliph's camel, and the Caliph's messenger, hmm? Who would ever believe that the letter to kill the Egyptians was fake, hmm?
Is it impossible to buy off the Caliph's messenger? Is it impossible to steal the Caliph's camel? Which of the Caliph's seals do you have doubts about? Do you have any doubts about the seal that is on the Caliph's finger? Or the real seal that was lost in the Harris well? Why don't you have any doubts about Ali? Isn't it possible whatsoever that Ali has found the Prophet's seal and has owned it as Fatima's inheritance this whole time? Ali is a good well digger, isn't he? The Sermon of Repent, the fake letter. Well, you see, the Umayyad tribe isn't even safe when Ali's sword is in its sheath.
Escaping. Yor is escaping. From who? Where to? Your evil eyes. There are always thousands of Marvans. Thousands of devils are consulting and hatching plots. You were the person who wrote the letter that would allow the slaughter of the Egyptians. You were the person who stole the Caliph's seal, not Ali. I put up with all these things and I didn't say anything, just to keep you happy. Marvan. Marvan. I wish your name had never been etched on my heart. I swear to the God of the universe, Marvan, if they kill the Caliph, I'll strangle you to death with my own hands.